Mrs. Anna Eleanor Roosevelt's footsteps resonated army-like as she stormed the West Wing. Eleanor watched Mrs. Stoneburner meandering toward the kitchen. Claude Fuji, the president's valet, was finishing up a good bubbly laugh.
"Hello, Mrs. First Lady. You are so beautiful in jade."
She exhaled and stepped into the hall. He reached out to shake hands with Mrs. Roosevelt, as was his nature, but she awkwardly declined.
"Thank you, Claude."
His face saddened at the slight.
"Anything I do wrong to you?"
"No, Claude, no."
"Oh, come on to my study. Follow me."
Mrs. Roosevelt's evening gown swished as they hurried to her private room.
"Close the door, Claude."
He obliged. Eleanor gingerly peeled back the delicate folds of taffeta and yanked the gun out.
"Look what I found in his secretary's desk." "Mrs. First Lady, please do not go waving that thing at Claude."
The valet snatched the firearm from her. Eleanor moved closer, hovering over him. Her stomach knotted as she whispered,
"Is it loaded?"
"Please step back," he said, with a sternness she'd never before witnessed. She complied. He proceeded to her small desk. An envelope flew to the floor as he shoved a stack of stationery away to clear a space. He emptied the chambers into his hand and then spread the contents on her desk. Yanking the chain on her desk lamp, Fuji picked up one 9mm brass bullet and held it under the light.
"Blanks."
President Roosevelt wearily stared at the excess ink dripping back into the well. He began dotting the I's on his speech just as his secretary strolled in.
"Here you go, sir. This is the last one. The courier is waiting."
He signed 6 pages. Vera slipped them into an envelope and sealed it as she left the Oval Office. She gave it to the tired-looking young courier. He dashed off. The president placed the speech in his lap, then gripped the gritty wheels of his armless wooden chair. He propelled himself out to Vera's office and deposited his soon-to-be historical prose on her desk.
"Sorry I kept you so late. Just leave this for one of the girls in the typing pool in the morning. Nights like these, I appreciate living with my mother-in-law. She's wonderful with the children. Come on up and have a martini with me before you go. The missus is out at a charity hoop-de-doo, and cocktails for one are no fun. I'll put 2 olives in yours," he winked.
Miss Chloe Lambert stepped off the streetcar at the corner of 14th and C Streets. Frigid air played tag with her breath and steam from underground. Strolling carefully on the slippery sidewalk, she watched as Sergeant Bill Blandings hoisted the loading dock door and stepped outside the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. He struck a match to light the cigarette dangling from his lip, then ascended the ramp, locking his gaze onto hers. Heart pounding, Chloe paused to refresh her lipstick. Bill sucked the smoke deep into his lungs as he watched and waited. Finally exhaling, he blew 5 smoke rings. She stepped up to him and scattered the circles with her blue-gloved hand. He said, "You are one gorgeous dame tonight." Chloe gazed into his midnight blue eyes. Nobody has eyes like Bill. He has the devil in them. They are so darned irresistible. She brushed him aside. 5 shots exploded down from the supervisor's catwalk. Chloe dove under a metal desk, pulling in an olive-drab trash can for cover. Bill slumped face down into a carelessly heaped pile of hundreds. Chloe peeked from behind the can. She watched a female silhouette blow smoke from the barrel and stroll back along the catwalk, then out of sight.
"No, this can't be happening. I'm in a bad movie, bad dream, bad world."
Shaking, Chloe crawled to Bill and rolled him over. A C-note covered his eyes. She yanked it off and screamed in horror.